Your military boots will enter enemy territory. That was the message from Israel's military chief as reserves were called up to bolster the IDF as the war with Hezbollah in Lebanon has been intensifying. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing southern Lebanon as the air bombardment has continued. But as we come on air this morning, is there hope of a ceasefire? There's been a call for a 21-day truce that would allow diplomacy to work that's come from the US and France and other allies who've been meeting on the fringes of that UN General Assembly gathering in New York. For more, Olivier Le Poitevin is a Beirut-based correspondent and head of news at L'Orient Today. And Olivier Le Poitevin, that call for a ceasefire that's come from the UN meeting in New York, from the US and France and others, its impact there, its chances.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say this is certainly the most focused effort we've had in months in terms of trying to find a way of linking the conflict here between Hezbollah and Israel to the war in Gaza and trying to find a way of linking them both together in order to end both of them. I mean, I would say this, the chances are slim. However, we are seeing high level representation at the UN and mm-hmm. high level engagement. We have the Lebanese a caretaker prime minister in New York. We have Netanyahu who's on his way. We know certainly that the Lebanese government is in very close talks with Hezbollah about this deal. And I think the key thing that's different to what we've seen previously is that this is actually linking the situation here to Gaza, which is what Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, has said all along. He said he won't accept a deal unless there is a proper mm-hmm. ceasefire agreement in Gaza. So this is a step forward. However, there is certainly concern being raised among Israeli media suggesting that maybe Netanyahu might do what he did during the war in Gaza and use these international talks as a kind of shield or distraction while he continues his military campaign on southern mm-hmm. Lebanon. And certainly the rhetoric coming from the Israeli side is still pretty emboldened, as you mentioned there, with the chief of staff of the military hinting still at a potential ground incursion.
Yes, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as you say, he's on his way to New York. He's going to be addressing the UN General Assembly tomorrow. Presumably then we'll hear from him, if not before, on his response to this ceasefire call. But he didn't buy a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza, so the chances of him buying into this call in relation to Lebanon.
That's it. And I think the domestic environment is important. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu, whose cabinet are majority right-wing, the kind of group think is that a military solution is favourable to a political solution. And he's made it very clear that he will use all means available to bring some of those 60,000 people who are displaced in the north of Israel home. He's also taken the exact same tactic when it comes to trying to release hostages in Gaza. Once again, he has overlooked diplomatic options and has continued a military campaign. And that has generally been the strategy that he has taken up to now. So it would be quite a turn in direction for him to immediately accept a diplomatic solution. However, the pressure is building. Certainly, Joe Biden, the American president, obviously big ally to Israel, is under enormous pressure. He's only got about 117 days left in office and has yet not managed to secure a deal either in Gaza or on the Lebanese border. So I can imagine the pressure. Well, it's clear the pressure on him is great, and therefore the pressure that he's putting on Netanyahu will be increasing. But certainly, mm-hmm. as I say, look, it's definitely hopeful. This is good that this conversation is happening. It's desperately needed. As Antonio Guterres, the head of the United Nations, yeah. said, the Middle East is on the border of a total catastrophe. So it's a positive signal, but I think realistically, still as it stands this morning, reality being the outcome, it would be quite a miracle if that gets through. We're not feeling particularly optimistic.
All right, well, we'll have more on this later in the programme, but for now, thank you for talking to us and stay safe. That's Olivier Le Poitevin, Beirut-based correspondent and head of news at L'Orient Today. It's 25 past seven. Joining us now, Dan Saba, defence and security editor with The Guardian newspaper. And Dan, you know, that's the situation in Beirut. We know that the situation in Lebanon, the fear, the nervousness, people already suffering. But talk this morning that's coming from the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York of a ceasefire deal, of a truce deal, which appears, even as we've been on air, already to have been rejected by some members of the Israeli coalition government. So fill us in on what you know about all this.
Well, I mean, this is a fast-moving situation, and potentially a piece of good news after sort of, you know, 7-8 days of dramatic escalation, you know, in Lebanon, of dramatically escalating Israeli attacks. But yeah, it's the UN General Assembly right now. World leaders are gathering. Benjamin Netanyahu is traveling over, actually, the Israeli Prime Minister. But the Americans, the French, the British, a number of other countries pushing very hard for a 21-day ceasefire. And it slightly depends, I think, who you listen to. I think the Americans seem very confident it's going to take place. I mean, I have to say, we've seen a lot of talk about ceasefires and ceasefires and peace negotiations in the past around Gaza, and the Americans have said something's close and it's never quite materialized. So first thing is, let's just see. But this has come very quickly over. This has come very quickly overnight, and is being very much talked up. So I think there is a realistic prospect here. And then I suppose it raises the question of, will it definitely happen and why it's happening? And I think you've touched on something already. Israel's government is a coalition, and it's not clear whether every member of Netanyahu's coalition will accept it. If there is someone who can keep the government going and keep their own show on the road, it is Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a remarkable political survivor. So I think with the optics of him going to New York, he will want to be seen, I think, as a peacemaker in this time. So if there's an opportunity to have a ceasefire, and for the Israelis, they get a prize, and their stated goal, and the prize they really want, is to stop Hezbollah mortar, rocket, drone attacks, the low-level attacks that have been going on for about 11 months since October 7th, 8th, these low-level attacks across the border that have displaced around 60,000 people from their homes in the north of Israel.
But we heard the Israeli military chief yesterday talking about ground invasion. Your military boots will enter enemy territory. Benjamin Netanyahu didn't buy the hostage ceasefire deal in terms of Gaza, even with the hostages involved. So on the one hand, he's addressing the UN General Assembly tomorrow. And on the other hand, that's the track record. What do you think he's likely to say?
I think the fact that he's going to New York and wants to speak is a positive. I think a sort of a strident war-only message feels like a very difficult one to sell to the world, and that's something that Israel needs to do. You mentioned the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces chief of staff, saying to his soldiers yesterday, you know, boots will enter enemy territory. He did, and Israel was certainly talking up the possibility of a ground invasion and southern Lebanon, and though that would be fraught with risk, I think it's certainly a serious option. But I think two reasons to be cautious about it. One of them is the Pentagon, the Americans are saying the Israelis haven't quite got all the preparations in place, and it would be a big operation to do that and involve tens of thousands of troops. So there's probably a bit of time. And secondly, the sheer dangers involved. It's grimly easy for Israel to bomb from bomb from above, and they have been doing so the last week. Ground troops, much riskier for them.
Dan Saba, defence and security editor with The Guardian newspaper. Thank you for filling us in on that at 24 minutes past 8.